disregard the whole number part of the previous result. In this case, 1. Multiply the fraction part, which is 0.25 of the product, by 2 again. The whole number part of this new result is a second binary digit to the right of the point. We will continue with this process until we get a 0 as our decimal part, or until we recognize an infinite repeating pattern. The second binary digit to the right of the point is a 0. So far, 0.625 is equal to 0.10 to the base of 2. Disregard the whole number part of the previous result. Note that this result was 0.50, so there actually is no whole number part to disregard in this case. We therefore multiply 0.50 by 2 once again. The whole number part of the result is now the next binary digit to the right of the point. The third binary digit to the right of the point is a 1. So now we have 0.625, which is equal to 0.101 to the base of